8. Banking. Introduction to the topic. The Hungarian two-tier banking system is made up of the National Bank of Hungary and the commercial banks. The National Bank of Hungary acts as banker to other banks. It is the lender of last resort when there is no other source to borrow from. It is an independent financial institution responsible for the country's monetary policy. Its primary target is achieving and maintaining price stability. The central bank of the UK is the Bank of England. The Federal Reserve System is a decentralized institution performing central banking functions in the United States. Some of the functions of a central bank are to 1. Issue banknotes. 2. Set the long-term interest rate. 3. Make open market transactions, e.g. issue treasury bonds. 4. Regulate the exchange rate of the national currency. 5. Regulate the amount of money in circulation. 6. Guard the gold reserves and foreign currency reserves of the country. 7. Maintain contact with international institutions. And 8. Maintain the capital adequacy ratio. Commercial banks either separate the commercial function from the investment function, the Anglo-Saxon model, or handle both, universal banking. The most important requirements for banks are liquidity and solvency. They provide a wide range of services for private individuals and corporate clients, for which they charge a handling fee. Their major source of profit is the interest margin. Commercial banks perform the following services. 1. Extend loans in the national and foreign currencies. 2. Manage current accounts, meet standing orders, issue credit cards and debit cards, make transfers, operate cash dispensers, and send monthly statements of credits and debits. 3. Manage deposit or savings accounts. 4. Offer insurance services. 5. Provide factoring and leasing services. 6. Deal with project financing. 7. Exchange foreign currency. 8. Trade in securities. 9. Provide safe boxes and night safe. 10. Provide private banking services. 11. Offer internet banking, SMS banking and telebanking services. 1. Supervisory mechanism. The European Central Bank is entrusted with the ultimate authority to supervise the Eurozone's biggest banks. It means that the Eurozone's rescue funds can start directly recapitalising troubled banks in order to avoid another financial crisis. The IMF, the International Monetary Fund. The IMF was established to promote international monetary cooperation, exchange stability, and orderly exchange arrangements. It fosters economic growth and high levels of employment. It also provides short-term financial assistance to countries to help ease balance of payments adjustment. Since the IMF was established, its purposes have remained unchanged, but its operations, which involve surveillance, financial assistance, and technical assistance, have developed to meet the changing needs of its member countries. The IBRD, the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development. The objective of the IBRD, also known as the World Bank, is to help borrowers reduce poverty and improve the standard of living in the developing countries. It provides cheap loans for developing countries for major industrial development projects, like dam building or power plants, and other long-term investment projects.